This is because it doesn't pay a ton, and the clients who need it are usually small business owners who work in unusual niches. For example, you might find yourself writing articles for a dentist in Minnesota one minute and articles for a pet store in Scotland the next. It's not always the most interesting line of work, and you always have to be mindful of where you're placing the keywords and avoid keyword stuffing, using too many keywords, which Google condemns as spam. The good news is that SEO articles are generally no longer than 500 words. Sometimes they're 1,000, but that still isn't a lot. You've just got to make sure to write content that is informative, but also engaging. Basically, not too dry, but also not too bloggy. You need to make sure you use the keywords that your client gives you in the right amount of times and in the right place. It's good to practice to use the keyword once in the first line, once in a subheader, a few times throughout the article, usually 2 times, and then again in the last line. Chapter 2, How to Triple Hourly Earnings Via SEO Writing. Don't be surprised if the only jobs offered to you as a newbie in SEO writing will be a job that pays poorly. There are some clients who take advantage of this and say, "You don't have much experience, but we'd love to give a newbie writer a chance." So they give you a platform in exchange for you accepting pretty lousy fees. In many ways, this works out fine and dandy for you. You are getting a platform in which you can test the waters and hone your skills. And you're doing it without the pressure of a massive fee dangling around your neck. Sure, $5 for 500 words might seem like a pittance, but there's barely any pressure at all. And the chances are high that the client isn't expecting a totally flawless effort. They just want some content. Plus, guess what? The client is right. You don't have any experience. Experience must be earned. And if that means working a few lousy paying jobs for a few weeks while you build your stamina, resolve, and skills, then so be it. Moreover, remember that if you can dust off 4 500-word articles in an hour that pay $5 each, that's $20, which is still more than the average national minimum wage. So you're still winning. But what if you don't want to write so much at first? Are there better ways of making money from writing without actually having to write yourself? There is. Some people would outsource their work. A common practice is for them to apply for writing jobs on writing or job platforms like freelancer.com or upwork.com. Then they would also hire other writers and outsource the writer's work, then split the pay. While you could do this as well, remember that you will still need to work on and proofread the writer's work yourself. What's more, in some instances, you'll need to do a fair amount of editing. However, if you're a slow typist who can't knock out 4 500 words in an article, it probably sounds like an attractive proposition, especially if you're good at getting jobs and know good writers. Let's say you find jobs that pay $20 per 1,000 words and you land the job. You hand the article over to another writer. They take $10 and you take $10. That sounds like a pretty fair deal, right? After all, it was your expertise that got the job and it's you that will be editing the work. Plus, it's your reputation at stake. Moreover, finding clients is hard. It certainly isn't easy. Indeed, most writers will admit that the one thing they struggle with the most is finding leads. It's arguably one of the hardest, if not the hardest, aspect of being a freelancer. If you do go this route, the more you do this and the more writers you can leverage, the more money you can make on the side. Bear in mind, you will need to check the articles. If you don't, you could be handing in poor quality work that hurts your ratings. And if you lose ratings on a global freelancing platform such as Upwork.com, you will struggle to secure future work. At that point, you won't even be able to get jobs for yourself, let alone your writers. Chapter 3, How to Find Premium SEO Writing Clients. As mentioned, finding clients is one of the hardest parts of being a freelance writer. It's all well and good to say you want to become a freelancer, but where are your employees going to come from? You won't find them in the office anymore. While it can be challenging to find clients when starting out, it does get easier once you've built up a roster of clients